Let's turn now to Washington, D.C., and the news there is who's not visiting later this week, namely Saudi Arabia's new king. As recently as Friday, the White House thought it was a done deal, saying President Obama would host King Salman in D.C. and at Camp David. But instead, the king retracted and decided to send the Saudi interior and defense ministers instead. Ron Elving, senior Washington editor and correspondent, has been watching this story and others in and around D.C. He joins us now for our weekly politics chat. Hi there, Ron.
Good to be with you.
Great to have you once again. So, Ron, there is a lot of speculation that King Salman canceled his trip as a show of disapproval that the Obama administration is continuing those negotiations with Iran over a nuclear deal. Is there more to it than that?
There may not be more to it than that, but that is a lot. This is an ancient enmity across the waters of the Persian Gulf between the Gulf states and Persia, and now known as Iran, but it is that ancient. The Persians, the Iranians, are not Arabs. They don't speak Arabic. They have their own language in Farsi. And this is a power relationship that has contributed to either instability or stability in the region for a very long time. It is largely about the nuclear deal negotiations. Although the king was willing to at least tentatively endorse those negotiations earlier this spring, now he's having perhaps some greater doubts about them and certainly wants to keep up the pressure on President Obama as those talks go forward.
So this puts the United States in an interesting position. I mean, the Iran nuclear deal of strategic importance to the U.S., but Saudi Arabia, of course, a longtime critical ally. I mean, is there any silver lining to this cancellation? Could perhaps meeting with other members of the royal family give the administration sort of a greater access to those making day-to-day decisions in the kingdom?
You know, it's entirely possible that more fruitful negotiations can go forward with these two crown princes. One of them, Mohammed bin Nayef, has longstanding ties and has cooperated quite well with American officials in the past. He's the interior minister and the senior man. But the other crown prince who's coming, Mohammed bin Salman, is the 29-year-old son of the king and the defense minister, and obviously seen as an enormously important personage in the House of Saud. So this is a big deal that he's coming as well. So even though the king himself is not coming, he is 79, he is not in great health, he doesn't travel a lot, it's still possible to put a positive spin on this, even though it has also triggered the decision by some of the other Gulf states not to send their chief of state either.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's happening domestically in Washington, Ron, because tomorrow, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio will be in D.C. to unveil a bullet point agenda, basically for the progressive left. He's scheduled to speak in the afternoon alongside labor leaders and some Democratic Congress members, talking about raising the minimum wage, paid family leave, etc. So what's behind de Blasio's announcement and his plan?
De Blasio is trying to be a spokesperson for the left and for progressive forces in the Democratic Party to put a lot of pressure on Hillary Clinton. This is a politician he's known for a long time. After all, she was senator from New York. She is still technically from New York. And he would like to make sure that she doesn't forget that she needs a Democratic definition of the Democratic Party in 2016. He doesn't want to see her drifting too far into the center, and he believes that she needs to be pressured in order to do that. Now, there are other ways in which that point can be made. Obviously, we have Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, who's running as a Democratic socialist or a progressive, certainly, in the primaries, and he's going to be challenging Hillary Clinton from that direction. And we have the implied presence of others, Elizabeth Warren, for example, Senator from Massachusetts, who, while she has completely forsworn any interest in running herself, exists as a kind of implied pressure on Hillary from the left. So what I think the mayor is doing here is he's trying to be part of that, get his own stamp on that, and lay it out in a sort of planned and programmatic fashion.
And we'll, of course, have to see how Hillary Clinton responds to that pressure as we get further into the presidential season. But, Ron, before we let you go, there's one more thing I want to ask you about, and that was a federal court has said that the National Security Agency is illegally sweeping up millions of Americans' phone records in one of those controversial programs made public by Edward Snowden. And this week, the House is expected to debate the Patriot Act. So where are we in all that?
That federal court is actually a federal appeals court and a very powerful one. So that's either going to go straight to the Supreme Court or else that particular program of the NSA is a dead letter illegality. It's going to have to stop as unlawful. But Congress is moving forward nonetheless. There's still a lot of pressure there to keep this program going and keep up the pressure with respect to any potential terrorist threats. So they're moving in opposite directions.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, it's always such a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Magna.